I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta, Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Which matches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop fucking me a second.
Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
I'll
now.
I'll do it for free.
I see it now. I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I could.
You cheap bastard.
Wow.
It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over here.
Get back and forth places.
I have a disability, I would hope. Are you my friend or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans. I like it. We are humble.
It means, but let's make no worries
for the rest of your days.
Burner barrel.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, man. And we are back.
And we're
ready to talk about Raw.
Let's talk about Raw again. We'll keep you updated if there's any breaking news, but let's do some Raw.
Am I spot on? You would think I grew up watching The Lion King.
I'll be damned.
Driving my aunt and uncle crazy in Colorado, singing all the songs with my cousins.
So Raw kicked off with the McIntyre-Punk angle. We discussed that in the first hour. The rest of Raw, the Judgment Day defeated DIY in an undisputed WWE tag team title match. I thought this was okay. Like, I thought it was a good match.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
But they're not doing enough investment in DIY to make me care. You have to know their NXT history to give a damn.
True. However, with that being said, they really got that crowd behind them in the because they were given a lot of time to remind you who they are.
They're two wonderful competitors.
Yeah.
Wonderful
so hopefully efforts. We get some more. Obviously, I think we're going to get Miz and R-Truth take the titles off the Judgment Day at WrestleMania, but that's cool.
Awesome Truth.
Awesome Truth.
Back together again.
It's fine with me. I don't care. I don't mind it.
Let's throw it back. Wonder who approved that idea first. Huh.
I don't know. I don't know.
We're not erasing everything.
No, probably not.
Can't do it.
You can't.
Yep. All right. The Judgment Day did lay siege to Awesome Truth. Look at Damian Priest keeping his word. He promised he would not attack.
He did.
R-Truth.
What an honest man. Way to go.
And he did not.
No.
Attack R-Truth. He had the rest of Judgment Day do it.
Well, he likes him.
It broke my heart to see it.
He likes him.
I do too.
Yeah, R-Truth's a national treasure.
Live, laugh, love, baby. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
And I'm loving every minute of it. I think you're right about Truth and Miz being the people to take the. I don't like it though. And let me tell you why. And I love. The Miz is one of the most criminally underrated people and another victim of his era. But, and I know this is going to sound hypocritical coming from me, but I've always said, depends on who it is, depends on the spot, a lot of different variables. I would like to see a different tag team be made due to this. Like, R-Truth is 3 years older than John Cena, his childhood hero. Mm-hmm. The Miz is not exactly a rook at this point. I don't know. I just don't, you know, maybe it's a quick transition run. That's a little different.
Well, that's what I assume that it is, but to who?
Right. I think we need more.
Because now that, you know, Miz is a face, he's made friends with DIY, there's not a feud right there. Why would they feud now? They can't be the first feud. They're friends.
Well,
what do you do?
That tells me
what other credible tag teams do you have?
That tells me they're dragging out Judgment Day until at least June.
Probably.
Which means, you know, rematch. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind Awesome Truth back. I don't mind that they're probably going to be in the tag team title match at WrestleMania. Would I prefer maybe a 3-team or a 4-team match so we can get a couple more teams some shine. Like, let's throw DIY and Alpha Academy out there at WrestleMania. Let's give them something to do. Then I can get behind it, regardless of whether Awesome Truth takes the title or not, because now there is a legitimate, I was close, we almost got you. Like, as friends, you could come up to your friend and say that. I almost had you, especially if they do a spot where, you know, Ciampa almost pins Miz, like 2 5/8 or 2.75.
Yeah. We're so close.
So close. As a friend, because you can't turn Miz. You just turned him. You can't do that to him. It's the Miz. He's finally at a point in his career where he doesn't have to piss people off to get a reaction out of people and make a good living. So you don't want to turn him. I wouldn't be against face and face tag title match for a first feud, but it's all about how you set it up.
To me,
if they stay friends and he can go, I don't think you can beat me. I almost had you.
Here's how I hope they do this. If they are a quick transition reign, fine, I take back my gripe. I hope it transitioned into Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin, who are having
that'd be cool.
Good run down.
That'd
NXT.
Be cool. I'd be all right with that.
And you know, because Bron Breakker obviously is very close to being main roster mm-hmm. exclusive. I think that is who you should transition to and get Corbin back, and because Corbin is a very good hand. He's kind of Kane and Big Show esque in the sense kinda. Of whatever you ask him to do, he can kind of make it. Work. Mm-hmm. It might not be his best work, but it's
but he's
not gonna
make
be,
it work.
It's not gonna be laughable. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark defeated Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. By the way, I told you, here's another one for old Logan. The Chelsea Green intro from Samantha Irvin's back, and they said a high up executive was the one that didn't like it. And I said, what if the high up executive is Vince?
Yeah.
And notice as soon as he's gone. Out of the picture, it's back. So he must have went. Hate that shit, pal.
And how could you hate it? It's fantastic.
So, but I told you on this show that
you
was
did.
My theory.
You did, and it seems to have been proven correct.
I like this Baszler and Stark teaming. However, I keep waiting on Stark to take the next step. I think it's weird to and I felt this way at the time, and I said this. It's weird to downgrade her from Trish Stratus, you're taking her on in a feud, to back in a tag team. That feels like Hall of Famer Trish Stratus just gave you a rub. Mm-hmm. Go fly. And so I'm hoping, do you disagree
with me? No, I agree with you. I'm just saying they said no. I agree 100%. It's nothing wrong with Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
But like, maybe they weren't confident that Zoe, but I'm confident that Zoe would be fine as a singles wrestler.
And I would take, and frankly, because the women's division, in my view, down there is a little weak, I'd put Shayna back in NXT for a little while until you develop some other women's stars.
Now, coming out of WrestleMania, if there is a new emphasis on the women's tag team championships, cool. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark fit together very well as a tag team. However, there's more effort put into the AEW tag team title scene than the women's title scene in WWE, which, let's be honest, right now, isn't saying much of either.
Frankly, truth be told, Triple H is putting as much emphasis on the women's tag titles as the last guy was.
Uh-huh.
And that ain't much.
I wonder why Sasha didn't come back.
Reportedly, she's going to go to AEW.
Probably.
just
and she likes Hunter, but as far as we know.
I don't know if she likes anybody.
She seems
like a bit of a shrew.
And CM Punk seems like a bit of a jerk, too. Sure there's people that he likes.
Larry and AJ, that's about it.
And Ace Steel. Likes him.
Ace Steel, damn it, yeah.
He likes him, too. And the firefighter.
Yeah.
And Chad the cancer fighter.
But not Colt Cabana.
But not Cabal Cabana. And
or his mother, Marcia.
Yes.
See?
People can be jerks and like people. It's just, you know.
I just don't like them.
Yeah, there it is.
Except for CM Punk. He's an exception to the rule. After Cody Rhodes, what?
Nothing, actually. I didn't have anything.
After Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble match for a second year in a row, World Heavyweight Champion Seth Freakin' Rollins emerged on Raw to make his case for why the American Nightmare must challenge him instead of Roman at WrestleMania. Got to give Seth credit here. Did he not sell? He could sell ice water to an Eskimo, boys. That was a wonderful salesman pitch.
It was.
Given the week I've had fandom-wise, didn't appreciate that dig of my boy the Hulkster. I'm like, they just keep kneecapping me. This is, come on, fellas. Let's, you know, I thought we were going so, even though you can tell Hogan's relationship with WWE is suddenly better than it has been in recent months.
Well, it's only like the 40th anniversary of Hulkamania and everything.
But you're right, but they did the video package, and then he was the cold open for the Rumble, and now he was mentioned in a promo. We might get one more. You never know.
I mean,
never say never.
From reports of the biggest Hulk maniac that I know, he can barely walk without a cane at times. Is that a good idea?
I didn't say it was a good idea.
But I'm asking question.
That's not what I said. I like the fact that it's clear that he is, because with Vince being gone forever, maybe, I wonder about his status in the company, because Triple H is much more of a Ric Flair guy than he is a Hulk Hogan guy, by all accounts.
But Triple H is also a lover of this business. Yes, he loves Ric Flair, but
he doesn't really love Hulk Hogan.
It's historic. You can't ignore it. You can't.
He's Hulk Hogan.
He's Hulk Hogan.
The mortal.
You know what I thought was fun?
What?
Can you do me the honor of saying it one more time?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the winner of the 2023 and 2024 Men's Royal Rumble match, the American Nightmare, Cody
Rhodes! I didn't think that was that fun. I thought that was a little...
I thought it was great.
That was some self-indulgent shit there, bud.
So?
I went, come on, John Cena would never.
Yeah, John Cena, he's not.
Glad we agree.
It's fine. I'm totally about it, 100%.
It was a little...
I enjoyed the victory lap, too.
I went, that sounds...
And it was very reminiscent of other victory laps.
Yeah, by heels.
Well, I was talking... Were they heels then? I was talking about the Bucks.
Oh, they were certainly heels then.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're heels now, and by the way, it's Matthew and Nicholas. Show some respect.
I said the Bucks. I didn't call them by their first names.
That's got
to be better.
Just saying.
I don't want to get fined
anything. Because the last time in WWE folklore that we had a guy, let's go ahead and just say that one more time, Shane McMahon, best in the world.
Well, that was different.
That was
condescending and demanding. Cody very politely asked her to do it again.
Uh-huh.
That was very polite. Shane McMahon, you're going to say it again, and you're going to like it. There's a difference, sir. Cody, whether he's being self-indulgent or not, at least Cody Rhodes does it with a level of respect.
At least you agree that there was some self-indulgence.
Yeah, sure. Isn't this what this business is all about?
Yes. I thought Seth made a good case. Reportedly, they made the decision to go with that angle, especially after Punk was hurt. They're going to try to pop a rating here in a few
weeks.
Yeah,
I saw that report, too.
That was from Uncle Dave DM as well. Your favorite wrestling
My report. Favorite one.
Any chance they shock us? Because... The Rock's kind of in, The Rock's kind of out. By the way, I'm going to say it, ladies and gentlemen, we need part-timers for this year's Mania. We need them.
I think it's fine.
Well, in running the ropes, so they're going to consider just about everything.
I mean, that's cool. They can.
Everything.
It's not a bad idea.
I know.
I had a couple people, you know,
a few guys we should consider.
Had a couple people go down recently.
Yeah. Couple people go down for various reasons.
Yes. So, I mean, we kind of have to.
We have to consider all options.
We have to consider all options. So, I don't.
There is an internal part-time roster that we could look at.
There is.
Couple of guys. a peacemaker. For
It'd instance. Be even cooler if you'd get along with some other company.
Oh, they're not doing that.
I know they're not. It's a pipe dream, or but I'm just saying.
Or it would be
Could
cool
you imagine you... the goddamn headlines then? That'd be great.
Or you could call up some part-timers.
You could. It's more likely.
Because we've lost.
It's much more likely than my scenario.
We've seemingly lost a part-timer for at least a little while. We don't know what his future may hold. We'll talk about that a little bit in a bit. CM Punk is down for the count.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is touch and go. Touch and go. We need some step up, boys. There's a new board member. Be a nice step up one time, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's fine, probably.
You know, there's a guy, there's a peacemaker out there.
Yeah, but what's he doing right now?
Promoting Argyle?
Yeah. See? What's he doing after that?
I don't know. I got his calendar. And there's two older gentlemen that have said they're bullpen guys. They come in when the guys can't do their job.
Kind of a shame you let Dolph go.
True.
Nick but he wanted...
Wanted man.
He wanted gone. He wanted
there's,
out.
There's a guy by
For
the
For the weirdest of, thing. Like, I get it, sitting at home, but he's like, his conversation was, why are you paying me all this money to sit at home? Like, I wish I was in that position work. Where I could be like, what are you doing?
Bill Goldberg.
It's an option.
I know he's not technically under contract at this moment, and he's upset at Vincent Mann, but Vince McMahon is gone.
That's true.
Parentheses.
Against who?
For the foreseeable future.
Bronson Reed?
That'd be fine by me.
That'd be cool. Put over some up-and-coming talent. That'd be all right.
Get his ass kicked by Gunther.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And the ultimate bullpen guy, if you absolutely needed him in a real pinch, I mean the most cold-hearted, destructive force in the history of this company, and I don't mean Vince McMahon.
Corey Graves?
Not him. No, B-lister compared to who I got in mind. I don't know if you need a guy. Stands about 6'10".
Omos?
He's about 7'3".
Paul White.
He works for AEW.
It's Kane, isn't it? It's got to be
Theoretically,
Kane.
You could go with him if you're in a pinch. He is another part-timer who has said he's not retired. It just, you know, we'll see whatever happens. He doesn't know if he'll ever have a last match or not.
That's fair.
But I was more referring to the brotherly half.
Oh, I'm aware.
The Undertaker.
I was being facetious.
It was a good build-up.
I had to make, you, yeah, had to make you wait for it.
The Undertaker. I know. Vince is gone. I get it. But a quick call from Vinnie Mac goes, it would still help my shares. It would help my stock.
He's got his respect for Triple H. I'm sure Triple H wouldn't have to do much. Sure, he could pick up the phone and call The Undertaker.
And if he needed to do much, there's a guy that could certainly close that deal.
Sure.
That would be the one case that you would
use. Or you go,
him,
look,
right?
I'll pay you for this, and I'll cover the cost of your next one dead man show. How about that? Deal? Cool.
But all can decide, you would have another guy in the bullpen to help negotiate that if you... Cause
I mean, you...
You do have
technically,
his number, too. You could do a three-way call.
You could...
It would help his
But nothing
shares.
That Vince says means anything, because he can't control nothing.
But it would to The Undertaker.
Maybe.
Of course.
I don't know how The Undertaker feels about this situation.
I'm sure that he is perplexed, stunned, and hurt. That is still Vince McMahon. I'm sure. I am sure of it. Because notice he gets very silent about all this.
I would be, too.
Yeah. All right.
If I was friends with Vince, I wouldn't be... No.
I'm just saying, maybe CM Punk's injury can be a blessing in disguise for my WrestleMania dreams. Maybe.
Maybe.
Good.
It won't.
Why?
Because it won't.
Because the wrong guy's running things, I know.
I don't think that's true either.
If the other guy was running things, he'd ask.
If the other guy was running things, the card would be half full already, and 75% of the matches would be old-timers.
But he would ask The Undertaker, hey, I'm in a pinch.
Yeah, he is in a pinch. The Undertaker cannot get him out of this time.
Well, we'll see. Good new testimony. You never know. If it wasn't for Hulkster, he'd have went in prison the first time.
That was the first time. There's been a lot of bad will piling up over his goodwill towards certain wrestlers. It only goes so far. Look. Oh, you're really good to this guy that made you a lot of money, this guy that made you a lot of money, this guy that made you a lot of money, and this guy that's a billionaire. I don't think that takes you very far.
Well, I think he's good. I think he's been good to a lot of people.
I was just. But I think he's been awful. I didn't want to spend an hour here listing off the good and the bad.
Well, you sure were quick to go the bad.
It's more fun.
Why?
Cause
that's Triple H has focused on the positives.
Sure. Focus on the positives as I complain about a name of a company, other company's pay-per-view. Let's focus on the positives.
I'm just saying what he said.
And I'm countering what he said with don't say that and then make fun of the name of somebody else's pay-per-view.
Quit being negative.
Yeah, quit being negative on the competition, sir. Gunther, just beat the competition.
Gunther defeated Kofi Kingston in an Intercontinental title match. This. Mm-hmm. Gunther, people. If Drew McIntyre is going to leave high and dry, again, this is a man that I think could be the future of this company because he's a legitimate badass. And the fact that just because Brock Lesnar likes piss, we're not going to get the match.
God damn it, Brock. What is wrong with you? But it's fine. We got Gunther.
Well,
of Gunther for a long time.
Reports have said that we probably won't get the match. You never, you know. It's,
I'm going to say probably we'll not this
it.
Year.
We'll talk about it. Nia Jax used a vicious attack on Rhea Ripley to show the Rumble match winner Bayley that the Eradicator will not make it to WrestleMania. I don't understand the point of this. I don't get it. You don't need Nia Jax didn't win the Rumble. Move on to something else.
So I think the point is probably Bayley gets beat up on Friday from Damage Control. Because you look at the look on Io's face when Bayley was like, no, I'll just wait. I'll just wait till Friday. It's
if you'd have let me finish, I was going to.
It's cool. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, her. She said that. If you'd let me,
I was like, I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No, I am done. Okay,
but when she said that, and then you get Io's reaction, they're all of those four other women in Damage Control are going to have a conversation off screen, of course, probably, or maybe on screen in Japanese. But Bayley knows Japanese. That's going to be the kicker. That's what I want. I want a very similar, like when Batista was spying on Triple H and they were talking shit. I want it to be like that, but they talk shit in Japanese, but Bayley is taking this time with all her Japanese brethren and Damage Control to learn Japanese, so she knows everything that they say. But they can turn on her because they're like, oh, she's not even going to dare challenge Rhea Ripley now. She's going to challenge me. And of course, Bayley, the true blue loyal friend that she is, never even has that thought process right now. In storyline, she's just trying not to get beat up by Nia Jax. But here's the problem. Heels don't see it that way.
This is wrestling.
Heels don't see it that way. Io's going to take it as a personal attack on her because she didn't announce right away that she was not wrestling for her championship, and they're going to turn on her on Friday.
We shall see. We'll come back here next Thursday and see if that's correct. Drew McIntyre defeated Sami Zayn in the main event, a Raw, fine match. I thought this main event was a victim of we're in a pickle.
I think so, but I think it was still good to be. I think this completed the heel turn because it was very evident in the CM Punk promo, and we've been waiting, and he's been on the fence, off the fence, as far as a complete heel turn.
Well, hokey pokey.
Yeah. But I think after Sami Zayn missed or dodged out of the way of the Claymore when Drew went 3-2-1, but when he just said, oh, it's time, and hit it, that's the last time we see 3-2-1 out of Drew McIntyre for a long time.
He will never
do it again until he turns face again. And that was the complete metamorphosis of everything about Drew is now different than when he was the champion of the pandemic because he's just an asshole.
And that might
be an asshole that tends to be right. Like, with what he says, he's not wrong.
Yeah, there's he's like the Joker in the sense of there's truth in what he's saying, even if he's saying it. It's become skewed. You're starting to do the right thing for the wrong reasons now.
Yes.
You know, it's a little
It's very similar to Jericho and Sean thing. Like, he's everything Jericho said was true,
but
you're kind of an asshole about it.
Come on,
you punched Sean's wife in the face, got yelled at for it, even though that's a whole story.
All right, let's run the ropes.
Running the ropes. I like that one.
We've already discussed Vince in full. No need to go.
Yeah, we don't need to go back into that.
You know, it feels like this story ain't going to go quite a way. So
never does.
So if there's more, we'll give you more. But right now, no. Dave Meltzer said on the Wrestling Observer Radio that some people think that Brock Lesnar may never come back to the WWE. All right, let's talk about him.
Okay.
He's not getting erased like Vince because his name's not even technically in the lawsuit.
Fair.
You know, that's an allegation. It's an easy jump. It's an easy jump, but you still have to jump.
A little bit. Not very high.
No, not very high. But it's a jump. So, what do you do with Brock Lesnar? If you are, I want to paint both sides of the picture. You know, if he's implicated in this, if he's involved in this, pretty damn awful. No doubt about it. But also, if he is in fact the person they're referring to in the lawsuit, he enjoyed a weird, albeit not illegal, video and called her a derogatory term.
I mean, if she didn't want to share it, it is illegal, I do believe.
Is it illegal that he watched it, or is it illegal that Vince shared it? I don't know.
Both?
So I'm asking.
I don't know either.
Why do we have... Damn it! It's only February!
God bless America. God, fucking carnies. Jesus.
It's only February.
I know.
February 1st.
This is stupid.
This is going to be the wildest year ever.
Oh, boy.
Do you think this thing's done? I'm just saying.
No, far from it. Far from it.
I think this thing's going to make more turns than Big Show.
I mean, John Laurinaitis turned on Vince already.
Rat.
We'll just keep on keeping on because it's going to happen.
But I'm waiting on Vince's comeback statement because he's going to see that and go, that son of a
bitch. Come
here.
What if he does something stupid and says, I thought you liked it?
He's texting him. John, what the hell?
You better not, because those are more screenshots that someone can share. Yeah. Don't do that.
Look at you giving advice to Vinny on the good stuff.
I'm just trying to be like, you just gotta, you have to be. That's just stupidity. Yeah. Come on now.
But all right, let's get back to Brock. What do you do with Brock? If you're TKO, if you're WWE, what do you do? I'm sure he has a very massive downside guarantee.
I think you play the safe card and you go, look, man, just sit at home for a while. I don't think you can release. You can.
Sure.
It's fucking pro wrestling. Vince has released people for way less.
Whatever,
which makes me dislike him even more. But that's a talk for a different podcast.
Sure. When there's no news. Yeah.
Since he's like not, he's heavily alluded to.
He's implied.
But not specifically named.
Implication.
Exactly. So I say you be like, look, man, we're going to have you come in. We're not now.
So
just sit at home. We'll still pay you, blah, blah, blah. Until if this goes further, we'll probably have to let you go. But for right now, we ain't using you. See where it is next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Next year.
Next year.
It's only February.
It's only February.
I'm not going to see Brock Lesnar at all this year. Country ass.
I mean, if I'm a fucking promoter, take the, you know, allegations aside, I want Brock Lesnar for WrestleMania and WrestleMania only.
What about SummerSlam?
What about SummerSlam?
What about Survivor Series?
What about Survivor Series?
These are big.
I want my biggest guy, literally, figuratively.
He's huge.
To be available for WrestleMania and nothing else. Like, we need that attraction. We don't have that. We lost that with The Undertaker. We need another one. We lost it again. Because he's in trouble, kind of. Maybe. Piss. Something happened.
Yes.
Yes, I don't know. Allegations.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Don't know if any of this is true.
Allegations.
Allegations.
Because of that, we don't get that this year.
All right.
But let's say that it...
But we can't revisit around SummerSlam?
I mean, we could.
If nothing else is going to...
But how do you get the attraction match back to WrestleMania? We don't have those. Sure, Roman Reigns and The Rock should be an attraction. Should be. But I'm still only 85% sure that Cody's going to win at WrestleMania.
Exactly.
So I say should be an attraction match, and that's all it is. Gone into ad nauseum about they don't need the championship.
He's an attraction.
He is an attraction, but he's a busy fellow.
The company needs you.
He's hurt badly right now.
Oh, it was November. John Cena rehabs like a madman.
I'm not talking about injuries. I'm talking deep in his heart. He's very close to Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Could hurt. Deeply.
I
don't think he's showing up at Vince's birthday this year. I think this might...
I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll see.
He's a loyal...
Yeah, but loyalty only takes you so far.
He's a forgiver, man. I love John Cena because he's a delusional optimist. He'll say there's a path back because that's John.
Well, but
John Cena's like Tim Tebow.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Like before, it was like, oh, that's just a billionaire. Now it's sex trafficking. Like, you got to distance yourself until. All the truth comes out. I'm giving John advice to
Jeff Jarrett.
Just be smart.
AEW star Jeff Jarrett. AEW star Jeff Jarrett.
Sure.
Matter of fact, high up executive Jeff Jarrett in AEW, right?
Yeah.
Said on his podcast this week, it's a dark day in Vince's life. But his faith has taught him, and he said also his experience with Vince has taught him, it ain't over till it's over.
Well, that's, but you're still distancing yourself from the situation until it's over.
And. Because he literally said to Conrad this week, he goes, my faith has taught me and my experience with Vince has taught me. It ain't over till it's over.
I was going to say, better not be talking about Vince's faith.
I don't know.
If these allegations are true.
I think Vince has a level of faith, but it's not enough to make him behave differently. I think he thinks there's a higher power.
You shouldn't need faith to behave well. You should just behave well.
I agree, but
it's egregious as hell.
You get my point.
Yes, I get your point.
Damn, I'm just saying. Stop it. Get off the soapbox.
I don't want to.
Well, you're going to alienate people.
That's valid.
I agree it's valid. I'm just saying for some people it helps them check it on in.
I mean, that's
cool. Unfortunately,
cool.
I think Vince...
I think Vince should be a good person.
I agree. But I think Vince likes the idea
to love your
power,
fellow
so,
man.
So, and I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
But I think he goes, yeah, there's a higher power, and I can take him on.
Yeah, he probably does. I mean, he didn't make up that storyline for nothing.
Manism. He went God.
Didn't he beat God?
Yeah, it was
in storyline. Didn't he?
Yeah, and then he led a prayer. And he goes, God, I don't like you, and you don't like me.
Yeah, I thought so. Maybe there was some truth to that promo.
Meanwhile, WrestleVote says there are new variations on the table for WrestleMania 40. Now that Lesnar, CM Punk are out, and Seth Rollins' status is still questionable, WWE will apparently take their time and consider just about everything. What is everything to you? When you hear that, WrestleVote's broken a lot of good stories, mm-hmm. a lot of big stories. They're quite accurate a lot. Not always, because nobody is, right? Not in wrestling. It's weird. Because plans change.
All the time.
People power.
That's good stuff, pal.
Good stuff, pal. What is everything to you? What do you think that implies? Does that imply, I know that I talk about The Undertaker and Goldberg, but does that imply to you that they'd consider names like that?
Yeah.
Consider.
I do also think that this could, other than AEW and New Japan, there's phone calls being made right now, probably, other than those two, which is stupid. Why can't we all just
get along?
Just for one show? Like, that'd be cool. Could you imagine? What if? What if? Let's play a game here.
Sure.
Let's play a game where I have the privilege of knowing Hunter and knowing Tony Khan.
Sure. Wouldn't it be nice?
Just enough to be like, look, can we get in a room together and talk? You don't have to like Hunter, Tony. Hunter, you don't have to like Tony. But think of the marquee. If Seth Rollins is healthy enough, think about this. Seth Rollins versus Jon Moxley for the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. And because Seth is hurt, Jon Moxley wins. It brings the Shield full fucking circle.
It would be great.
Tony Khan is paying for Jon Moxley's time. Triple H is paying for Seth's. Jon Moxley can show up on Raw sometimes. Just to get to that next person. Just to say, that would be Triple H's stamp of, this is mine. If he could make a handshake deal with Tony Khan for one match for something like that because of everything that's happened, sure, and they got to pull out all the stops, that should be considered. And that would be the stamp of, Vince is no longer fucking here. That stops all the, is Vince still involved? Is Vince going through Pritchard? This, that, and the other? Because Vince would never do that. I'm telling you, Hunter, get on the phone. Tony, get on the phone.
Your theory raises a few interesting things to me. Number one, for my own selfish sake, I like the fact that even you can't entirely rule it out. You want to, but you just can't.
I can't.
You can't entirely rule out that Mustache Mountain Hershey Highway might just have a call. Number two, if that happens, that is the honeymoon period is over for Triple H and WWE. Let me tell you why.
Oh, the fans will eat him alive.
Tribal, he'd be eating like Sharknado.
Because, like, you know, giving somebody an opportunity to headline WrestleMania that busted his ass for the company for 10 years, like, that's no big deal.
But the tribalism.
No, you're right. You're right. He's where he is, I mean, because of his talent, but his platform was WWE. You're right. You're 100% right.
So I hope he does pull it, because I'd love to see people turn on Triple H. Cool.
I mean, not worried about the turning on Triple H. I just think it'd be cool.
I think it would be cool.
I just think, like...
And frankly, I think Moxley deserves it, because I'm here to tell you, Jon Moxley is the best member of the Shield. It's not Roman. It's not Seth. It's Jon Moxley. You want to know why? Because he's real. The whole point of this business is the suspension of disbelief. No one makes that easier than Jon Moxley. You feel like you're really watching him. You can't say that with a guy that doesn't really own an island or a yacht. I don't know if he doesn't own a yacht, but Roman Reigns ain't got an island.
I'm sure he owns a yacht.
But he ain't got an island. And Seth Rollins, who sometimes is the Joker, sometimes he's not, sometimes... The authenticity of Jon Moxley, I will die on this hill!
Oh, he's fantastic. He's great.
He far outclasses both Rollins and Roman.
Well, he's a character. He's a full character.
In terms of
I still don't know what Rollins is to a point. Like, I know what he is.
We've never really developed.
But I'm not really sure. I know Roman's the mob boss, but you're never on TV.
Yep.
How much of a mob boss are you?
Yeah, there you go.
I just think, like, so you know what we talked about earlier with the shot at Triple H or the shot Triple H took at Forbidden Door.
Yep.
And like I said, don't care that he said it.
Because those things are stupid.
Yeah, don't care that he said it. A little upset that the internet didn't explode because he said it.
Because it's Triple
H. Because of him, he's not wrong. Because him and Tony won't, like, work together.
Yep.
It's not a true Forbidden Door yet, and it won't be until we can just be like, look, let's just do something together. Who cares? I don't.
They both care.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. You're willing to work with everyone else.
Because they view each other as competition.
But competition can still work together.
But they view each other as trying to stab each other.
That's the problem.
And they both are trying to stab each other.
And let's stop doing that and worry about your own products and work together once or twice a year to give give us something special.
I hear you on that, but I started off about an hour ago saying Triple H sat at the right hand of Vince for 25 years.
And we're gonna
some of that's rubbed off.
Well, and we're going to be saying a lot of that. I don't know if Triple H can ever jump out of Vince's shadow.
It's a giant one.
Without doing things like I just suggested. Working with TNA, that's not Vince has done that before. TNA, ECW, he's worked with everybody. Except for like
the
WCW.
Ones he considers it.
Yeah. But at this point it's 2024. Like are they in competition? Yeah, they are. But at what extent are they at competition? Is their competition is different now because next year ratings don't matter as much. For there's one less show that ratings matter. Are we competing in ratings? Are we competing in ad revenue that we can earn from our spots? Like, I don't think it's clear cut to where you can't work together.
There's a couple things here, and this isn't going back to the scandal, but until you pretty much remove everyone that Vince has had a lengthy relationship with, you're not going to change the company's way of thinking that much, because he's taught and invested.
But is the company in charge of creative, or is it Hunter? Do they get a veto if something's like off the wall? I'm sure. But I don't think
the Triple H is that different from Vince in that way. Because he even said, he said when he started taking over creative to the journalist that Tony Khan got mad at, Ariel, whatever his name is.
Aswani or whatever, yeah.
He even said that anyone can be a wrestler. You want to be a WWE superstar. That is such a Vince.
Well, that gets beat into your brain.
Anybody can be a wrestler. Anybody.
Yeah. Not anybody, buddy.
Yeah, I wish. AEW has made what they consider a substantial offer to Okada. And I'm telling you, I want him to go to AEW so badly.
So badly.
He won't be valued the same way. Nope. And because Shinsuke Nakamura proves it. Mm-hmm. Shinsuke Nakamura was arguably as hot as Okada is right now.
I think Okada's bigger, but that doesn't make me feel that they'll treat him the way, like...
WWE audiences just don't respect foreign-born, especially non-English
people. Gee, I wonder why that is. Because somebody conditioned all of them to Vince McMahon. The monopoly of pro wrestling ruined the American ability to look at everything and see that, there is more than one way to do this. Everybody forgot because Vince had a monopoly for 20 years.
I really hope he goes to AEW.
So do I.
Plus, AEW needs splash.
Well, not only do they need a splash, but, I mean, come on, go hang out with your friends.
Amen. And
at the end of the day, if I'm going to make millions of dollars over here, and maybe a couple more millions of dollars over here, but I know Shinsuke Nakamura here and half the roster here.
Yep.
I guess I'll sacrifice that other $2 million.
And plus, you see how Shinsuke and Shinsuke's on the upswing, but
and to be like as a performer, there is something to be said of going to AEW and making a name for yourself as opposed to going to WWE, because unless WWE is behind you 100% and pushes you, you're never going to get to where you may want to be. AEW is similar in that way, but they give you more time to shine as who you are. They don't try to fit you into a box. They don't try to manufacture words that you would say. It's more organic. Are there things that they do that are fucking batshit crazy? Sure, but it's wrestling. Well, it's all batshit crazy. If you look at this in a microscope, it's all batshit crazy. Like, what are we doing?
Did you see Lexus King's interview with Chris Van Fleet.
I did not.
One of the more noteworthy takes, he said, and the differences between AEW and even WWE NXT, is John Cena came down and spoke to the class.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, John Cena, the John Cena, he said, don't pitch ideas. Do not pitch ideas to creative, because that will insult the people that are paid to do the job. Where he said in AEW, pitching ideas is encouraged.
Yes.
Pitching ideas is encouraged. He said he was pitching all the time for, can we tweak this? Can I try this? Can I do this? Can I? But he said John Cena had a lengthy conversation about, don't ever pitch anything. He said, I almost got fired because I pitched too much. He said a lot of, I'm paraphrasing a little bit now, but John Cena really did, essentially, a lot of writers and people say, he doesn't think I'm good enough to do this? He doesn't think I can't come up with ideas for him?
But it isn't, on the same token,
and so,
didn't I get to this company for a reason? Like, on John Cena's side here, like, yeah. I understand what he is saying, but on that same side of the coin, wasn't I hired for a very similar reason? Don't I know how to do my job? Don't I know my character better than you?
And,
like, that bothers me about writers.
And
bothers me.
And Brian Pillman Jr., Lexus King, whatever you want to call it, said that is the huge difference between AEW and WWE, at least so far for him, is that everything is so planned out to the letter for mm-hmm. WWE, and AEW, not so much. And the interesting part of that is I thought that might be a little different under someone like Shawn Michaels, who he's currently dealing with, or Triple H from an even higher perspective. But again, that's that Vince way of I mean, he said to the letter.
Like, that kind of stuff's never going to change.
It should. Because if there's one thing I disagree with Vince on, I disagree with several things.
I think they need to go to outlines. I don't think that we need to have writers writing full speeches.
You need bullet points. And
you need bullet points.
There.
Writers are there to flesh out the story. So, like, because I listen to, like, horror movie review podcasts and stuff. Like, so the director/writer, they're going to make up a treatment, right? So then you give it to another writer or a group of writers to flesh everything out. This is the main idea, and now you take this and you flesh this out some more, make it better. That's the whole – if that's not, then what are we doing?
Well, again, because as I told you, I listened to Jared's podcast this week. They talked – once they got past Vince, because they only spent like 15 minutes on it. Every other podcast he's done spent way too long. They talked about Jeff ran into Jeff's – because he's been everywhere, right? His huge frustration with WWE is they will tell you to the letter, here's what you're going to do. And he said people will get offended if you go, can I tweak this? He said he used Flair as an example. He said that Flair, when he first got the TNA, was so refreshed by, here's a bullet point. Here's where we want you to go, and then you figure out how to get there, you're Ric Flair. And it's been so long since he did that, that he was like, whoa, really? And he said he's going to, and he said, because he's talked to Nate in AEW, so we're doing the same thing. Here's where we'd like you to go. You're Ric Flair. You go how to get there.
Edge has said the same thing about AEW. And it's like, hey, you're on it this time.
Yeah.
You're doing this. What do you want me to say?
Whatever you want.
It's a culture shock. And we bitch and moan and we think,
They scripted out an entire promo for Jeff Jarrett, who, you know, been in this business, like, forgotten more than we'll ever know.
Across industries. Writers are important, but writers need to stop getting butthurt. At the same time, wrestlers need to know how to approach these writers. And I think the best way to learn how to approach these writers is to reach out to Kofi or Xavier or Big E. Because that is their whole fucking story. This got over because we made it get over because we sat in the corner every week, every show with our assigned writer. Because I can see where a writer's going to get upset. The easy way to get around that? Make friends with the fucking writer. Just be friends.
But he said,
if you're because like that happens in pest control, it happens in retail. It happens in restaurants. If you were given advice or asked to do something different by someone you do not respect, the response is completely different than to a friend or someone you respect. And that's how they need to, yeah, you're a star. Cool. But
here's the issue with WWE. Until you're respected, they don't give you that leeway.
Yeah. Well,
case example, I watched more Chris Van, because
he's good, man.
You can't say that. You can't.
He
say
does I'm, like most of his live too.
You can't say I'm not well informed.
He goes like I watch a like lot. Live in person. It's
Matt,
crazy.
Matt Riddle did an interview with him this week. He was the other guest after Lexus King, Brian Palmer Jr. He said that until he started working with Randy, because it was Randy pitching an idea, tweaking an idea, was so frowned upon.
I'm sure.
And that's such a major, because like
it's a big issue.
Because he said it took Randy to like bring out the goofball in him that he said he wanted to bring out sooner, but they were like, nah, we don't think that'll work. He said, pitch the same thing with Randy Orton by your side. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's good. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I'm sure none of his ideas were better than Katie Vick.
And he said, and Chris asked, is that an issue even under the Triple H era? He goes, yeah, it didn't really change in terms of if you're not a respected, valued member of the locker room, it'll be, because John Cena told Alexis King and the whole class, I was only the rap guy because they wanted me to be the rap guy.
Because he rapped on the bus and Stephanie thought it was funny.
Yeah, because he said, so I decided I'll just be the best rap guy they can be. He goes, I didn't want to be the rap guy. He goes, I'll just be the best damn rap guy you can be. He told the class, the big thing that Pillman took away from it, just run the play. Run the play as best you can, just run the play. Don't try to correct the play, just run the play. Control the controllable, as John Cena always says.
Guess what you have to do, like, because, like,
but if I'm not comfortable with the play.
But, like, so with the New Day situation, like, they were given the gimmick. The writer was given the gimmick. None of them had ownership of said gimmick. It was nobody's idea. So maybe this is why it was able to work. They were able to corral their writer. All four of them looked at each other, said, this is fucking stupid. How can we make it fucking work? I don't like that is frowned upon. Because I'll be honest, it's stifling. If I ever get the opportunity to direct like more things than broadcasts, I will guide people. I guide people. I'm not trying, because I can only tell you how to be me. I can tell you how to do things, but I can tell you how to do things my way and my way only. There might be something that you know or develop that is either better, more efficient, or better for you that works just as well. Cool. I don't care. I don't understand these show business people. We're all people. We all have fucking ideas. This goes from fucking Chris Jericho to the loneliest new writer on WWE's fucking payroll. Get fucking over yourselves.
Yep, be humble.
You are superstars, sure. Cool. I respect you for that. The writer is hired for a job as well. Cool. Have respect for that. But at some point, do we want this shit to work or do we want to go back to 2000?
Yeah, because it's
2005.
It's all about... It should all about, look, you pitch a bad idea, fine, whatever. They don't take your idea. Who cares?
Yeah, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. Hey, I had this great idea for my character.
Cool.
How is that so how do you get butthurt over that? Like, it's so ridiculous to me.
It's a weird business. All right, let's talk a little Dynamite. Dynamite and Collision before we get out of here. John Moxley defeated Jeff Hardy, and then Moxley was randomly attacked by the CMLL stars. I don't understand.
It's because he flipped him off.
Cool.
Don't flip us off. We're guests here, asshole. I don't know. I'm trying. They're trying to beef up the appearance because Danielson's having a match against one of them on Saturday. And they're doing a little
Hardy,
thing.
Hardy, I thought, kind of cemented a heel turn-ish.
He's
But then he shook the hand of fans on his way out. So
that's hard to turn off. He's 50%. 50 to 60% heel at this point. It's a slow burn.
I would be okay with a heel that hates the wrestlers, but
likes the fans. That'd be cool.
Because in 2024, let's just try it.
Yeah, couldn't hurt.
Yeah. Just going. Yeah, I hate you people, but I understand you people will help sign the checks.
Now you guys love me, so I love you. But fuck you guys.
I thought it was a good match with Hardy and Moxley. I mean, all can say it's a dream match. You think about it,
right?
It's a dream match.
Dude, the match was good. Better than I expected.
Yeah, especially at the stage for Jeff Hardy.
But look what happens when Jeff Hardy gets in the ring multiple times over a few weeks period. He is able to perform.
Knock that roster.
Not at the, you know, Jeff Hardy level of 2003, but that would be asking too much. But you get him limber, you get him working, knock the ring rust off. Look what he can do with people.
He's
a great ass. And to be fair, maybe he's finally earned that trust that he lost.
Yeah, because he's been going through it for a little while.
He has.
And frankly, and I'll say this, and I don't care if they lose money on him because they have enough money to deal with it. Tony Khan and Chad does. They need to run weekend house shows. Working once a week is not going
to do
it. It's
not enough. Yeah,
you got to work.
Not enough.
Even if you lose money, work weekend house shows. It's not. I understand one of the big selling points is the lack of hugely demanding schedule that he has. You can still have that if you work a Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, you can. Let's work on the attendance. Like, let's go get into bigger cities, because I do believe that is a big portion of the attendance. The smaller city you are, the smaller pool of people you have, the smaller the city is, the income's going to be lower than the bigger city. It's just how it works. And advertise.
And you also
go to the bigger cities and advertise. Because I heard people on Busted Open. Remember when Dynamite came here last time? And I said, huh? Didn't even know.
Yep.
That's not just a Columbus thing.
Yeah, that's a...
It's everywhere.
People talk about it all the
time. They need to work on that.
They also need to be a little strategic and figure out when the last time WWE ran near. Because people will spend their money on WWE, mm-hmm. and they might not have money
for
AEW. Well,
but to be honest, I think that AEW crowd in New Orleans was better than the WWE crowd in New Orleans a week ago.
I agree with you.
I thought it was a much better crowd. More. They were way more into it. Now, the crowd was smaller.
Sure.
But it was more passionate fan base. They were having fun. But you can't run a wrestling company on your diehards. You can.
What do you think of the rankings being back? I shared that to the group last night. I don't know if
you like it. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I like it. I do. I think it's a nice. It's what I liked about AEW at the beginning.
Reportedly, it was CM Punk that made the push to.
I saw that. That's fine. He didn't think it was a good idea. It's cool. It is what it is. But it's one of those things that sets you apart. I do need more. I'm hoping more explanations about how all of this works come in the coming weeks. I'm not Bully Ray. I don't need everything thrown at me in one fucking segment.
Oh, you mean he looks for things to complain about?
But do too much.
You mean he looks for things to
complain about? Well, yeah, because he complained about that tattoo and not knowing about that tattoo, but a week later they explained the tattoo, right? Yep. Okay, big deal.
Give it a little time.
But that's only okay if it fits his narrative. Because if you throw too much into a Dynamite, nothing's breathing. Bully, you entertain the fuck out of me. I ain't bitching. I'm just saying. We think differently, and that's what makes this pro wrestling thing special. And someday we will have this conversation with him. I can feel it. And he might yell at us. But since you brought up the rankings,
yep.
You brought up the rankings, I do have questions that hopefully are answered. What specifically do these numbers mean? I get 1 through 5. I get that. Yep. But all right, so obviously 1 and 2
first and
have to wrestle to become number one contender. Cool. All right. 3 and 4. Can they wrestle for the international championship at any time? Can they wrestle for the TNT championship at any time?
Or the continental.
Or the continental. Like, and then if they lose, they're back at the bottom? Or do you wait? Like, because if you have that, then it's like, okay, I could go challenge for this right now. But man, if I get like, I'm 3 wins away from being above John Moxley. That gives me a chance to wrestle for the world title. Do I wait? Do I go for the smaller title now? Like, it creates a lot of questions.
Sure.
Not only for us, like, ooh, what's he going to decide? But in the mind of a wrestler in the sport-based product that you're trying to get back to. Sure. Like, give me something more. Explain to me. Like, it's fine. But it would be nice to know that. What about 5? Do you have the same opportunity as 3 and 4? Can you wrestle for TNT championship anytime, international championship anytime? Or do you need to beat number 4 to be able to challenge for that title anytime. Women is a little less confusing. A little, but there's two titles, so obviously it's probably going to be the same thing. One and two can wrestle for a chance to beat each other and go on for the AEW Women's Championship, but what's that mean for 3 and 4 in the TBS Championship? What's it mean for 5 in the TBS Championship? Like, these are all little things that can be totally adjusted in storyline and segments and graphics. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter, but these are just questions that I have. Like, what do these mean exactly?
Because they kind of dropped them out of nowhere after Dynamite.
Yeah,
last night.
Yeah, and weird. With
they said they were coming soon. They didn't say when.
Oh, they said right at the top of the hour.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they said right at the end. And yeah, and you have to, I don't want to say have to. I keep saying that. You want to do that kind of a thing for your audience if you're using rankings, at least I feel, in a predetermined sport. We all know it's predetermined. So we need a little bit more than 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We need a little bit more than that. There's no seeding. There's no 1 versus 6, 2 versus 4, or 2 versus 5 and 3 versus 4. Like, it's not football. So how are you going to determine what these guys are wrestling for?
Hopefully they get to that over the next few weeks.
I'm sure they will. I have faith that they will.
I like the rankings in an simply because it's something different.
Yeah, no, I like it a lot.
We don't see it in WWE. We don't see it in TNA.
And it's because
Bischoff tried it for a small.
It's hard to do. I'm hoping they thought of these just way more than I just thought of. Like, I hope they thought of a lot of different scenarios that they could. Because the worst thing to do is to bring these rankings back in 6 months.
Yep.
It didn't work. Kick them back out.
Kick them back.
Let's hopefully that they took their time, made it make sense, give us something to latch onto, and give us parameters and rules and this, that, and the other, just so we know, we can look at the graphic and be like, all right, cool. Oh, they're going to wrestle each other. And this is thinking 6 months down the road. Like, oh, man, I've never seen that before. Or, you know, your Trent finally made a heel turn and he's number 3. Or even 5. 5 might be a better spot to really start that story. Makes a heel turn, climbs up to number 5. What's he going to do? He's got to beat Orange Cassidy to become number 4. Like, there's so much you can do with these numbers, because even when in real numbers, you can make numbers say whatever the fuck you want.
Sure.
Just put them in the right graph. It says whatever you want. It's fine. So that's what I'm hoping for. Just... because they have to forward the story somehow, but they can't be the only story. And I think that was a problem with the rankings the first time. It was kind of just, that was it. That was the story. Right now, I mean, Swerve and Adam Hangman Page are the story of the rankings right now, as they should be.
And Adam Page is doing he's doing a wonderful impression of
Magnum
TA.
Yeah.
Look at, I mean,
great,
that
dude.
Stash there.
That was fantastic.
I'm like, my man. They had the kind of picture poison sort of deal. I thought the Adam Page match was great. Gives a young guy, a shot to showcase what he can do on a bigger stage. Dealing with a member of the Elite, potentially maybe one of the EVPs. I don't know what Adam Page is.
I don't think he is
in that company, but he's certainly very tight with the right people in the company.
See, he was smart. He was like, nah, and Chris was like, nah. And Cody is now like, nah. Because he said he hated it. I thought it was a mistake. It was great at first.
So I liked it. I liked the picture poison. I thought, you know, I thought it was good to keep it in the Mogul Embassy. Like, why wouldn't you go to your group member?
I really liked that, like, Swerve's not total face yet. So he made a rash, quick-to-judgment heel decision and just picked one of his dudes instead of reading the fine print. For whatever reason, I got a kick out of that shit. I don't know why.
Yeah, you can tell.
Some people are like, oh, that makes him look stupid. I don't think so. It's a villain right now, for all intents and purposes. Yeah. He's the villain. And he made a rash, unthinking decision because he thinks he is better than Adam Hangman Page. All of his friends are better than Adam Hangman Page because Adam Hangman Page can't beat him.
I thought
it was great.
Though he did say Hangman Page could fight God, but he still got beat him.
Yes, he did.
Wardlow defeated Commander. This had a scary moment where his knee buckled.
Yeah, that made me nervous.
And he says his knee's fine, but Dave Meltzer's reporting, and he's got friends in AEW,
and
he's hearing torn meniscus.
I'll cry.
Torn meniscus.
I'll cry.
Also, can I go ahead and say something here?
Sure.
It is getting tough to take this group seriously when the leader of your group is a cripple.
Yeah. Kind of sucks. It hurts it a lot. What are you going to do? It's weather the storm, man. They can still salvage it. It'll get better.
I'm not giving up on it. I'm saying maybe we should have just dragged it out until he was healthy. You could have. I'm not saying it would have been the greatest thing in the world.
I don't know. How can you, though?
I mean, dragged out the fact that he was the devil.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could have.
You could have had a mirage of devils.
Yeah, you could have.
You could have.
But it's fine.
You could have, I mean.
But that stunts the growth of Wardlow.
Well, they've done plenty of that.
That's why they can't do it this time.
And then, like I said, if Dave is right, if he's right.
He better be wrong this time.
And he was right about CM Punk.
He was. I hope he's wrong.
And I trust him sources with AEW more than I do with WWE, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
Wardlow, if he's got a torn meniscus, not the end of the world, obviously. Not even that lengthy of recovery, you know, two months, maybe three.
Yeah.
But, man, just another little setback, little notch in the belt of struggles.
For Wardlow,
so,
poor Wardlow.
I just do. I don't know about this Undisputed Kingdom thing right now. Jury's still out.
We'll see.
Jury's still out.
And that's fair. I mean, it's only been a month. If you think about it.
Chris Jericho defeated Kyle Fletcher of the Don Callis family.
I thought this was great. Fletcher showed out.
Fletcher helped Jericho when he got a little tired.
I was just going to say that. I was like, I almost had to preface it because I don't get on Chris, but I do go slow down sometimes. Like, because we talked about it last week. When he's not on tour, his wrestling matches are almost above reproach. But when he's on tour, the age shows.
And he just got
back from the cruise. It took a long time for his age to show, but when it did, who was right there to pick him up? Kyle fucking Fletcher.
Because, you know, they had
those tights.
Had a Jericho
tights were
reunion.
Weird.
Had a Jericho
I
liked reunion.
Those. Yeah, I saw that.
So
that was cool.
So he brought back the regular old banana hammocks. and Travis pointed out it's not the most flattering photo of Jericho at this age. And I said, fair, but God bless him, he can still fit in them.
Right?
And, Paul White, Paul White got back in
look,
there.
So. I'm going to counter that with, I mean, he's had love handles since 1999. There's not the most flattering picture he ever had when he was holding both championships like a fucking lion. After that, there's hasn't been a better picture of Chris Jericho. I'm sorry, I love the man, but he was cut. He's holding two championship belts. Can't beat that picture.
I told Travis, and I believe this, I think he's going through one of these periods where he gains a little, and then come October, he'll be randomly ripped.
That's normal.
Yeah, for him.
And a lot of people, it's normal like that. Ooh. Yeah.
Get back
question.
On the deep, yeah. Answer.
Is there a song that you hear that you like instantly can see the promo video for? Like, for example, Always by Saliva. When that plays, Survivor Series 2002, right up in this brain, every time, beat for beat, when they say, I put the gun on my hand and it makes the sound, and Shawn Michaels super kicks Chris Jericho at the right moment to hit everything on time. It's perfect.
Probably My Way, Limp Bizkit, Rock, Stone Cold.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
If you ever, and I know that he's a controversial name in today's world because he's got controversial opinions. But if you've ever listened to the song, because I think it's a good song, period. I don't care about his political opinions. Lonely Road of Faith by Kid Rock. I'll always think of the video package they did in 2001, two. It was two.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Get the F out. Where Ric Flair, because remember Vince is going to inject poison, and Ric Flair opens this package up with the great history of the WWE at the time. And so that's, but yeah, probably as far as video packages, My Way, I think of Rock Austin.
That makes sense. I thought about that when I was driving between stops today. I was like, because that song came on. I was like, still to this day, it is 22 years almost, like 23 and 10 months ago. Was Survivor Series 2002. And every time I hear Always by Saliva.
Because I saw Limp Bizkit at Incarceration last year, and when they played My Way, I instantly...
You right up in the brain.
That was it.
Let us know, Buckle Brigade. What song do you hear that instantly puts that promo video when it was used in wrestling to hype up a match right in your brain? Right in that third eye of yours.
That third eye. Deonna Purrazzo defeated Taya Valkyrie. Again, the much bigger story for Purrazzo was the tattoo story of the duck.
That was great.
I thought, all right, that's a true story.
So
right
they
there.
Had that promo.
Yeah, that's that was
that promo available.
Good. And then go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Each of my tattoos represents a different time in my life. The start of my wrestling ambitions, a Bible verse, song lyrics, my parents' handwriting, and then I have a duck. Tony and I got this tattoo in the UK on a whim. It was meaningless and silly, but the more that I've looked at it and thought about it, it symbolizes so much more. It symbolizes two girls on their journey across the globe to become some of the best in the world. It symbolizes my personal journey of who I was and who I am, the virtuosa. Tony, what I want to know is when you look at your ankle, what does that tattoo mean to you?
And since I am the ultimate professional, I do have Tony Storm's rebuttal, I guess. They released it on Twitter today.
Deonna Purrazzo, how very dare you? You're technical, huh? Ooh, technical. Well, you're not the only one that can be technical, see? Didn't see it coming. What is it now, woman?
Hello.
Hello.
I was just wondering if you watched my match on Saturday.
Darling, when you've seen one women's match, you've seen them all. And as for you, Deonna, I will see you, and I will hear you, and I will sniff you, and I will taste you. But first, you will see me. Luther, book me a public workout. It's time to show the people just how technical I am. Come, children. I need a glass of cranberry juice and some gauze immediately.
I'm afraid to find out what the cranberry juice and gauze is for. National treasure, man.
Great stuff.
I mean, cheese and rice.
I'm moving on. I have nothing good to say. Sting and Darby and Ricky Starks and Bill, they had a sit down because they're going to fight for the tag titles next week.
I do have that, but we're playing it pretty close to the vest. We'll just leave
all right.
that alone. Because that's like 6 minutes.
I got a question. Is a certain Hall of Famer of the two-time variety going to be there next week to help out?
I hope so.
I would very much assume because it's a big match.
Yeah.
I'd very much assume.
It makes sense.
You know, he'll hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
He might be the reason they win. Do you think they win next week?
Yeah.
I do.
And then they drop it to the Bucks.
Yeah, and then.
And at Revolution, we get a Trios Championship unification match because there's too many fucking championships with this ranking system now, even though they're technically two companies. Yeah, we got to start combining some shit. Necessitate Billy Gunn turning heel and joining the Bullet Club Gold and the Acclaimed. Jumping back into the tag team scene.
Bang, bang, scissor game,
to
baby.
To take on none other than Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley at All In because they have been talking shit to each other over the last few weeks over Twitter. And it's 2024. It'd be cool. It'd be a good use of the Dudleys. It's not like, I'm sure Bully's not friends with a lot of people in AEW, but he was on Jericho's Cruise.
I don't know if that Bully's got a lot of friends.
Well, that's fair,
he's
but like
jerk.
Jericho's obviously one of them. Jericho hangs out around with jerks. I don't know if he's a jerk because I've never met him personally, but he seems to get along with them.
Swerve Strickland defeated Rob Van Dam in your main event. He was the surprise. Wasn't really a surprise considering Hangman Adam Page set whole effing show on, I believe, Collision.
Yes.
So it wasn't truly a surprise. Granted, it's always great to hear Walk, and then you know everybody goes nuts.
Now, if I'm keeping track, he has now been Mr. Monday Night, Mr. Tuesday Night, Mr. Friday Night. Uh-huh. He was in TNA.
Yeah.
Mr. Thursday Night.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wednesday Night. And Saturday and Sunday night because of pay-per-views. 7 days, it's Mr. 7 days a week right there, Rob Van Dam.
And if he has a collision match, he really will be Mr. Saturday night.
Exactly. Here we go. Let's go. Book him on Saturday, Tony.
No, again, I was glad to see this because a hardcore match with an extreme legend? You kidding me?
Right?
I texted you and said, let's get extreme, and you were like, I'm behind. And I was like, well, I have no friends.
Wow. I didn't mean to be behind. I was getting all these lovely sounds into the system for our dozen of fans. I'm going to say it till we get to 13, and I'll say Baker's dozen of fans.
I think we're going to get to 13 soon.
I think so.
We're consistent.
Be all right.
We're being consistent.
It'll be cool.
Rob Van Dam looked great.
Yeah.
He's hardly aged today. They did get extreme.
They did.
They went at it. Some of those chair throws were...
I always love it when they resist the temptation and wait till like very close to the end of the break the table that they pulled out at the beginning. Almost makes you forget about it.
Yep.
That's the goal. Almost forget about the table being there.
AEW might want to start being more protective with those chair shots because I'm just saying those throws are hard.
It'll be fine.
Right to the damn noggin?
It'll be fine.
I'm just saying, Taz has been there, bro.
I mean, you're not wrong, and it's probably not the best idea, but it's cool.
It's extreme.
Extreme, damn it.
All right, so any final thoughts on Dynamite? We're going to have to find a way to start covering Collision better.
Yeah, we're going to have to probably do a Sunday show or something.
I was thinking, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Any final thoughts on Dynamite?
I thought it was a great show. I was fully entertained the entire time, like most AEW shows are, and WWE too, but sometimes they're a slog, but I'm not WWE's market, so I get it. I'm not going to bitch about it.
I'm going to.
I mean, that's fine.
Gives us content.
But if there's something I don't like, sure, but I'm not going to be like, murr, to the hills and shit. It's fine.
Hope you add that sound effect to the...
I probably will now that you said it. I have one complaint. About Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie.
What's that?
You allowed the Tony work of Toni Storm, her character work, to miss the submission. You missed it. They missed it.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. Now, at the same time, I'm sure I miss shit all the time on our broadcast, so it's fine. I'm not like, I should have your job or nothing, but you're on national television. I'm sure you've been doing this a lot longer than me. Kind of a mistake you can't make in a wrestling match. I may call for a camera switch at the wrong time during a maneuver from time to time. I'm sure you guys have seen it and thought, what is that motherfucker doing? But I don't think I've ever missed a finish. They missed a finish. I normally don't bitch about production, but they missed a finish.
That's fair.
They had to come back to it. And that was a vicious finishing move. And we missed the initial tap out. Like, you can't do that.
It's fair.
And being on both sides of, you know, short time in the ring and now behind the broadcast booth, that bothered me. And normally I don't care about that shit. But I was like, really? I know she's a national treasure, but you couldn't wait 5 seconds? I'd rather see her reaction after the match. I don't want to see her... If the submission move is going to be the finish, her reaction should only be shown when it's over. Not, oh my God, it looks terrible. Because you don't do that to commentators when someone's in the Walls of Jericho. They're not panning over to Taz to show, like, even though he's describing how much it hurts and how many variations he's been in, they still do not cut to Taz for a facial expression. Yeah. Why did you do that with Toni Storm? I know Toni Storm's the world champion. She's an active wrestler. Taz is a commentator, not an active wrestler. I get that.
But in that moment, she's a commentator. That's why you have to ask.
Exactly. Exactly. She was a commentator then. Like, what are we doing? It's a very small portion of the fan base probably even fucking noticed. An even smaller one cared. I was one of the very small minorities that probably cared. Now, here's the difference between me and the AEW minority fans that we hear about. I didn't hop on Twitter and bitch and complain. I didn't make it this point of the show.
Huge stink.
It was one last thought at the end of our show that I thought deserved to be brought up because you took something away from Deonna Purrazzo by trying to show Toni Storm one more time. It didn't affect the match. The match was great. But you missed the finish because you were worried about Toni Storm. That's not cool. It's not cool.
All right, buddy.
It shits on Taya Valkyrie for taking that new submission hold, and they missed her tab out at first. Like, what are we doing? Other than that, it's cool.
All right, buddy.
Anything else was great.
We'll touch on everything to come next week here on To the Turnbuckle. That's been Jason Mad Daddy McCarthy. I've been Logan Morris. This has been another Off the Wall Thursday. We'll see you next week where we hope we only talk something about wrestling in the ring or some good backstage scuttlebutt. But I got a feeling that ain't going to be the case.
Nope. Not the way this year started.
We'll see how it all shakes out. Until next week, we'll see you in the ring. Ding, ding.
I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Matches up in front of you.
No, I expect you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Damn. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me. Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
I'll
now.
I'll do it for free. I'll
see it now. I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I could.
You cheap bastard.
Wow.
It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over here.
Get back in places.
I have a disability, I would hope. Are you my friend or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans. I like it. We are humble. But let's make no worries
exact for the rest of your days.
Burner barrel. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.